AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Kremlin says the idea that President Vladimir Putin personally directed a hack of the U.S. presidential election is laughable nonsense. Meanwhile, the Electoral College meets on Monday to cast votes for president, and we've learned the electors are being flooded with thousands of emails, letters, and phone calls asking them not to finalize the vote for President-elect Donald Trump. Our Matt Smalls got this.
AP interviews with more than 330 electors from both parties found little appetite among Republicans for peeling away from Trump, and Democrats, many frustrated about the electoral process, have little expectation that he can be stopped.
Premiums are going up considerably for those who get their health insurance under what many call Obamacare. The hike in premiums is in the double digits. And a just-released study says that means taxpayers will pay $10 billion more to subsidize that coverage. Our Nikki Mayo with more on the study from the Nonpartisan Center for Health and Economy.
Insurers say the spike in premiums is due to lower than projected enrollment. In some cases, patients turned out to be sicker than expected, and people were gaming the system to get coverage only when they needed medical care.
Congress is preparing to repeal Obamacare and replace it with a GOP alternative whose details have yet to been worked out. The Northwest is getting snow. Portland, Oregon pretty much slowed to a stop yesterday. Thousands of vehicles inched along the roadways. The Northeast is preparing for dangerously cold weather, with officials warning of high winds in some places, too, like Connecticut, where they're watching for downed tree limbs and power lines. Fewer Americans signed up for unemployment last week. The job market continues to be healthy, say the experts. And consumer prices are up by the smallest amount in 3 months, 0.2%. The Dow is up 292 points, nearing 20,000. This is AP Radio News. A convoy of ambulances carrying the first group of wounded and other civilians began leaving Aleppo, Syria, a few hours ago, the start of the long-awaited pullout from the last rebel enclave in the embattled Syrian city. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
Aleppo's mayor has appealed for monitors to help ensure the safety of thousands of civilians trying to flee the besieged Syrian city. Speaking outside the EU headquarters in Brussels, Brita Hagi Hassan says he wants a courageous position from the European Union, adding, "We never asked any country to go to war. We only ask to save civilians and secure some corridors for their evacuation." The mayor says more than 800 wounded people in eastern Aleppo need evacuating urgently, and 5,000 others who are hurt should also leave. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A school district in Colorado has voted to allow its teachers and other school staff to carry guns on campus to protect students. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.